From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Chang in Culver City, California.
And I'm Juana Summers in Washington. Yesterday, Tennessee became the first state to restrict drag shows in public spaces.
Ayes 26, 6 nays.
Senate Bill 3, having conferred in Amendment Number 1, is adopted.
Republican Governor Bill Lee signed Senate Bill 3 into law shortly after it passed in the Senate.
Proponents of the law consider drag shows harmful to minors and call this legislation an effort to protect children.
But parents like Mary Jo Hansen, a mother of three, aren't worried about their kids being exposed to drag. She brought hers to a rally at the State House last month to protest the bill. Here's what she told Nashville's News Channel 5.
Yeah, I don't think drag artists are in any way harmful to my children. I think it's a colorful performance art.
The way the law is written is causing concern for members of the LGBTQ plus community at large. Language within the bill restricts performances by, quote, male or female impersonators. And trans Tennesseans are worried this bill will criminalize their everyday gender expression. Here's how Henry Seaton with the ACLU explained it to Mariana Vaqueyao of NPR member station WPLN.
They don't define male and female impersonators as just drag performers. That can easily be a trans person. You know, there's the phenomenon of walking while trans, where specifically like trans women of color, while just existing, oftentimes get the police called on them.
The ACLU plans to challenge this law if it's used to punish a drag performer or shut down family-friendly LGBTQ plus events.
More than a dozen states have proposed similar bills, and that has some high school theater programs concerned, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Some of the most popular musicals performed by high school students have characters who either cross-dress or perform in drag, like Angel in Rent. Other times, out of necessity, boys play girls and vice versa. For example, girls often end up playing boys in Newsies.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York.
Non-traditional casting happens routinely, but for teachers, it takes just one parent to make it an issue.
I had a parent who complained about me a few years ago during James and the Giant Peach, of all things.
Jennifer Guffin teaches theater at Shades Valley High School in Birmingham, Alabama. She says some of the boys in the show played little old ladies.
And the parent was very upset that I was going to have her son cross-dressing. And she called the board and complained about me, and I had to have multiple meetings about it to explain, like, this is not a drag show. This is like I'm putting you in a costume for 30 seconds so that you can sing in a silly little part.
The bills might not be directed at high school theater, but they're having a chilling effect on teachers, says Jennifer Katona, executive director of the Educational Theater Association.
Teachers are really feeling that their classrooms or their theater spaces are true safe havens for our students, particularly our trans students and our LGBTQIA students. Yet much of the atmospheres that they're teaching in and working in are not supporting them in those ways.
In choosing what to perform, teachers often look at what shows students already like. And teens have long gravitated towards material that pushes boundaries, like Ride the Cyclone, a musical that was written years ago, but recently became a viral sensation among teens on TikTok. Ride the Cyclone is a dark comedy in which a group of teens die in a roller coaster accident. Each character takes a turn singing about who they are or how they'd like to be remembered. It's so popular among teens that the creators are in the process of writing a version that high schools could perform. But with the drag show bills, that could be a problem, says co-creator Jacob Richmond.
There's a whole drag number that we're trying to figure out how to do in a way that you could do in a high school setting.
That drag number is by a young gay man who works at a Taco Bell. He loves Jean Genet and film noir and fantasizes about being a sex worker.
For I sing songs until the break of dawn. I embrace a new man every night. My life's one never ends.
So it's basically just kind of, this is who I am inside as well. Like, and the idea that the imagination is just as much as a part of us as our daily jobs or what other people define us as.
Richmond says the success of Ride the Cyclone on TikTok points out a disconnect in the drag show bills. They might prevent young people from seeing drag performers on stage, but they won't stop teens from finding them online. Elizabeth Blair,